15 horsepower in a pound and a half engine. That is much more unbelievable to me than it is to you. But if I buy the motor, I gotta buy the speed controller. And if I buy the speed controller, I gotta buy the battery. And if I buy the battery, I gotta buy everything else that I need for it. So in for a penny, in for a pound. At one point I said that I'll try to do this, but I will need some coaching. And actually, it turned out more like he was doing a lot of the job. And it's the little things that wouldn't seem too much work, but it just takes a crazy amount of detail to bring together stuff. So I ordered everything, and then I kind of looked at it and I said, we better start coming up with something. So the mechanical part, it was mostly done by me. And then the assembly was quite straightforward. And we started doing some ground trials. And we realized pretty soon that doing the mechanical things, it's really the smart part of the job. So after a few blown speed controllers and burned motors, not because they were not good, but they were just silly things that you don't think of and you pay. We kind of got here. So we'll see if we can take this a bit further and check it out if it's seaworthy or airworthy. Times. This goes to full rev in 1.2 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Extremely aggressive. It still has a lot of space to add batteries if one chooses. Unfortunately, right now the battery cost is staggering. I mean, if you take the whole unit as a cost, half of it is the battery. Let me put it that way. Mm-hmm. But probably quickly things are going to change because different industries require more and more the high capacity, lightweight, I mean high energy density batteries.
250 AAA batteries. Build your own.